This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A security leak by the Secretary of State office should not shake voter confidence, officials say. Partial passwords for voting machines appeared on a hidden spreadsheet tab online. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold.
We do not think there is immediate security threat to Colorado elections, in part because partial passwords don't get you anywhere. Two unique passwords are needed for every election equipment component. Physical access is needed. And under Colorado law, voting equipment is stored in secure rooms that require secure ID badges. There's 24/7 video cameras. There's restricted access to the secure ballot areas, strict chain of custody, and it's a felony to access voting equipment without authorization.
Montrose County Clerk Tressa Gines has expressed frustration with Griswold's response to the leak, but also believes it is not an immediate security concern.
My concern is that this information, when it got out to the voters, that it would diminish their confidence in the integrity of the election system.
The employee that put the passwords online is no longer working for the state. Griswold believes the leak was a mistake, but an independent investigation continues. A reminder that it's too late to mail your ballot in Colorado. But don't worry, you can still drop off the vote in secure county ballot drop boxes or in polling locations. And remember, you can register to vote and make your voice heard until 7 p.m. on Election Day, which is Tuesday, just in case you weren't sure. This is CPR News. Have a happy Halloween.